you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hi, you're listening to Air Talk. I'm Sharon McNary, filling in for Larry Mantle. Hope you're all having a fun and productive Tuesday morning. You might be listening from your car. Maybe you're listening from your devices outside. You hear the dogs barking, the birds chirping, or even peacocks screaming. Oh, make it stop. Okay, I'm pretty sure I heard that this morning on my run around Pasadena. If you live or have driven by Arcadia near the Arboretum, chances are you've seen or heard these majestic peafowl along roads and parks. But recently, there's been an increase in these bird sightings in neighborhoods where they were somewhat rare. Joining me now to discuss what makes LA County such a paradise for the peafowl is Kimball Garrett, Ornithology Collections Manager at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. Kimball, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Sharon. Nice to be here.
And was that actually a peacock cry that we heard up earlier?
Yeah, that was, and something people are increasingly familiar with, I think.
Was that a peacock or a peafowl?
A peahen? Both sexes vocalize, but that's the male's sort of advertising call that's. And also they'll give that in reaction to predators and things. So they just sort of generally like to be noisy.
Got it. Okay. Well, let's talk about the natural history of the birds and where they originally came from.
Peafowl are native to basically the Indian subcontinent. So they come from India and bordering regions. They're two closely related species. The one we have here is the common one called the Indian peafowl. There's a more distant relative that actually lives in the forests of the Congo region of Africa. But essentially, the ones we have here are native to India.
And any idea how they got here?
People. Peafowl, of course, are revered. They're spectacular. They are something people like to see and have. And so we know that peafowl were actually introduced nearly 3,000 years ago from India into the Middle East, and a couple of thousand years ago into Europe and many other areas. The history more locally, the first introduction into the United States, although it wasn't a state at the time, was into the Hawaiian Islands around 1860. And we know that peafowl, some were probably here before that, but the current populations around Arcadia and the San Gabriel Valley trace back mostly to a collection of peafowl that were obtained by Lucky Baldwin on his estate, some of which is now, of course, the Arboretum. This was around 1879. So we've had them here well over 100 years.
Lucky Baldwin, boy, that is some SoCal history for sure. I mean, left his mark on so many different aspects of the region. So what makes LA County's conditions so ideal for peafowl?
Basically, it's because we have planted such a huge variety of non-native trees and shrubs. We irrigate them, so we've essentially created a big aviary. And of course, it's not just peafowl. We have many, many non-native birds, which are pretty much restricted to these urban and residential areas because of what we planted. So you're familiar with the variety of parrots, for example, that are in Southern California and many other finches and bulbuls and white eyes, and you can go on and on. And these are all responding to what we have planted here and the fact that we irrigate. So we've got things that are producing food year round. In the case of peafowl, for one thing, because people kind of like them, and obviously they're polarized and not everybody does, but I think they've been tolerated a fair bit to the point where they're allowed to spread and reproduce. They dig up tubers and seeds and fruits. They will also eat about at least 10% of their diet is animal food, such as snails and worms and insects and things like that. And so they're finding what they need in gardens. It's telling that not peafowl and most of our other non-native birds, not all, but most, are pretty much restricted to these urbanized areas, these residential areas, and don't get into our natural habitats except right at the edges.
Huh. Well, I saw one walking out my side yard where I have some beans and peas and celery planted, and it was just like walking down the driveway, and my neighbor and I were like both looking at this gigantic bird, and I was like, were you there all night long? I mean, are they found uniformly all over the county? We know they've been kind of a nuisance in the Palos Verdes Peninsula. We see them in Arcadia. Where are they most likely found in LA County?
Yeah, well, the two main concentrations are in the San Gabriel Valley, centered in Arcadia, but really stretching all the way from Pomona area northwest to the northern San Fernando Valley in little pockets here and there. So they're in La Cañada, for example, they're in Sunland, they're in Sylmar, and in various other populations all through the foothills and through much of the San Gabriel Valley, pretty much north of Huntington Drive. And then the other big concentration is, of course, in the Palos Verdes Peninsula, where, again, there's some controversy about their origins. The Vanderlip family that developed much of PV received peafowl, some say from Baldwin, some say independently from India, and some say they came from the Wrigley estate on Santa Catalina Island. But it doesn't really matter. They're there and widespread around Palos Verdes. And then there's pretty much small little pockets everywhere else in rural areas. There are many ranches that have them and allow them to walk free, and occasionally they will start reproducing. So they're everywhere, but they're not in the most urbanized areas. They're largely restricted more to the valleys and the foothills.
Well, we want to hear from our listeners. Do you often see these peafowl around your area? And how do you feel about them? Give us a call at 866-893-5722. You can also leave a comment on our AirTalk page, tweet at AirTalk, or post on our Facebook page. I also want to bring into the conversation Richard Schulhoff, who is the CEO of the Los Angeles County Arboretum and Botanic Garden. Thank you, Richard, for being with us today.
Great to be with you. Peafowl are one of my favorite subjects.
Oh, I want to hear later whether they're good coyote food. I know at the Arboretum, peacocks have a bit of a fan club going on. So tell me about the history of how these peafowl were introduced to the Arboretum.
Well, Elias Jackson, Lucky Baldwin, purchased the land that is today the Arboretum in 1875 and eventually built a fairly elaborate ranch and estate. And it's believed that he brought peafowl to the Baldwin Ranch sometime in the late 1870s. And we have newspaper accounts from the mid-1880s saying that by then there was a pretty big population of peafowl here. So they're part of our history. And in fact, we did an assessment of the historically significant features of the Arboretum, and the peafowl were designated as one of our historically significant features. So they're part of our history. They're part of our legend and lore. And they're, in the spring, during the time of courtship, one of the most popular features for our visitors here at the Arboretum.
Wow. Vader tweets at AirTalk. He says, up here in Chatsworth, we ran across a white peacock, completely white. And that's is that a first time? Is it an albino? Have you seen white peacocks before?
We had a white pea chick hatch here a couple of years ago, and it lasted about 2 weeks. It was probably claimed by a predator.
Aww.
They're a little bit more vulnerable than the normal chicks.
Well, I mean, let's answer my question about coyotes and peacocks. I was riding up on my bike up Glendora Mountain Road, which is thousands of feet up on the mountain, and there in the middle of the street, nobody else around, was this peacock. And I thought, well, why have you not been eaten already by a coyote? How do those two species get along in Southern California?
On two occasions, I've seen a gang of peafowl chasing a coyote. I'm talking about 20 birds, really chasing with great speed a coyote. And that coyote was pretty frightened.
Okay, well, some justice there for the coyotes, since the coyotes have been terrorizing our dogs forever. And back in 2017, we know a peacock invaded a liquor store in Arcadia, refused to leave, caused about $500 in damage to fine wines before an animal control officer could nab it with a net and take it back to the Arboretum. Are these birds tend to get, are they pretty, what are their personalities like?
Well, during the courtship season, you know, the males are completely focused on finding a peahen to mate with. The peahens make all the decisions, by the way, so that's a whole different story, how that courtship unfolds. But they're pretty easy to live with. You know, they're wild animals here at the Arboretum. We treat them as wild animals. And the only problems we have arise when people feed them. And so we really discourage our visitors from feeding the peafowl because, you know, they'll become somewhat aggressive if they become accustomed to being fed by people. So we discourage that.
Well, we have a call from Nick. Nick, what are you seeing? You're from Belmont Shore?
Yeah, so in our little neighborhood in Long Beach, we have a couple of local peacocks, peafowl, that roam around the area. And me and my neighbors really enjoy checking them out and just seeing them interact with the area.
And Belmont Shore, are you near the beach there?
Yeah, I live about First and Redondo, so just a couple blocks from the beach.
Okay. Wow, I was just there this weekend. Well, I don't remember ever seeing a peacock in Belmont Shore, but I guess they're all over the region now. Well, thank you for sharing that. We also heard from Devender in Walnut, California. Says, I'm from India and I'm very familiar with peacocks. I grew up around them and I think they're wonderful birds. They're very loud, but they become an important part of your surroundings and are very nostalgic for me now. I just think they're beautiful. Well, that's nice. A little taste of home. Richard Schulhoff, CEO of the Los Angeles County Arboretum and Botanic Garden. Do you actually enforce the rules against feeding the peafowl?
Yes, periodically we've had information campaigns where we have a lot of information posted around the arboretum, informing people that they're wild animals, that they should be enjoyed from a distance, and that feeding is prohibited. Because as I said, we've had occasionally the peacocks become so tame. You know, they're approaching visitors, not in an aggressive way. They're just looking for food. So we've really made an effort to shut down the feeding of the peafowl.
Wow. And going back to Kimball Garrett from the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County, we've heard these peafowl are experiencing an outbreak of their own with a Newcastle virulent disease, which has caused them to be quarantined in residential areas. Describe what's happening. What is this virulent disease, and how do you quarantine a peacock that doesn't want to stay in place?
Well, Newcastle's, of course, is an avian disease that is especially prevalent in what we call the gallinaceous birds, or the chickens, turkeys, peafowl, pheasants, that whole group of birds. It actually is, where it really runs rampant is in poultry situations where large numbers of chickens or other gallinaceous birds are kept in close quarters, and it can really create lots of problems. On the other hand, it's virtually unknown in our wild chicken-like birds. For example, the state bird of California is a California quail, which is a distant relative of the peafowl, and it's not really even known in them. And so I am not really up to speed on the current situation with Newcastle's in any of the wild peafowl or wild living peafowl around LA, but I think it must be very, very infrequent. And the thing is, wild birds tend to be kind of spaced out. They're not crammed together like poultry are. And so these diseases don't spread quite as readily. So it's always something to be, and I would add that Newcastle is known from peafowl in India. There have been some outbreaks, small scale in India, and in some of the introduced populations elsewhere in the world. So it's something to be concerned about, but I don't know anything about the current situation and as to how do you quarantine peafowl. Well, yeah. You know, the horses out of the barn, or however
they go where they want, don't they? Well, let's hear from Cynthia in San Gabriel. Cynthia, what are you seeing in your area?
Well, I've lived in my home since 1999, and it's in a very congested area just south of Huntington Drive and east of Rosemead Boulevard. And I was standing at my sink when I heard what sounded like the cry of the banshees and a whoosh, 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 which were later wings, I discovered. And There on my neighbor's roof was a peacock and two peahens. I have never seen them in my area ever in all the 21 years I've been here. And, you know, I was at once just dumbfounded and then again hopeful that we can keep them around because I love the birds. And it was kind of nice to see a bit of wildness in this area because we're very congested and highly populated.
Well, thank you for that. And Tom, in South Pasadena, you have perhaps less love for the peacocks?
Yeah, I think they're very, very beautiful. The other problem is they're very destructive. They've scratched up a number of cars in the neighborhood because they, you know, jump up on top and they tear up very expensive planted gardens and things like that. And I was just wondering what the laws are technically. Can they be trapped and can we, like, trap them and take them to the Humane Society or something or somewhere else? Or is there any law about, you know, killing them or anything like that? I just wanted to know.
Richard Schulhoff, CEO of the LA County Arboretum and Botanic Garden. Do you have an answer to that?
Well, our interactions with Fish and Game have indicated that they're to be treated as wild animals and only with permission of the county pest control agency or Fish and Game can you trap them or relocate them. That's my understanding, but need to do some research there.
Well, I do know that out in the Palos Verdes Peninsula, you know, where peacocks have been for decades and decades, their numbers have gotten quite large, and I know that there are some local efforts to kind of rein in the population. But it does get difficult, for sure. Jamie, in North Tustin, what have you seen in your area?
Yes, Sharon, thank you. Even down in Orange County, you have KPCC listeners, and we have
people. Of course we do.
I grew up in the North Tustin area, still live there, and there is a large regional park called Irvine Regional Park, which has had peacocks for many, many decades. We had peacocks on the roof of our house 31 years ago when we moved in North Tustin. And they disappeared a few years later, probably strutted over to Irvine Park.
They do get around. Thank you, Jamie, for that. And so with us was, thank you, Richard Schulhoff, for being with us. He's CEO of the Los Angeles County Arboretum and Botanic Garden. Also with us was Kimball Garrett, Ornithology Collections Manager at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. Thank you both for being with us. I'm Sharon McNary, filling in for Larry Mantle.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.